module. What's vibing, everyone? What is good, you guys? It is the first day of September. And how are you guys feeling? First day of September. I felt like August was a very long month. Like, my gosh. I felt like it had, like, more than 30 days. I think it had 31 days. Yeah. August had 31 days.
Well, August was, excuse me.
As it is morning and it's Sunday. August was definitely a very long month. Had its ups and downs for me. The energy and the vibe and stuff. There's like great news and then not so great news, and just going with the flow and just seeing how my body feels and like my emotions, how I'm doing psychologically, all that stuff. But yeah, we're gonna get into that later on. But I'm gonna tell you guys two random facts today. So yeah, here we go. When you learn, you change the structure. You change the structure of your brain. That's kind of cool. When you learn, you change the structure of your brain. The average golf ball has 336 dimples. That's a lot of dimples. Imagine having that many dimples on your face. Like, I think look kind of interesting. Kind of, but you will look kind of interesting, actually. So it is September 1st. I had a dream just recently for today. Basically, it was dealing with the sun setting and then the ocean. It was so gorgeous. And then also I saw a dolphin. A dolphin came up, flew up out the water, and then flew back down. It was very interesting to dream because we were very up close, and I think people were getting exiled or something, like in these cages, and then we had to like move. It was interesting. It was very interesting and weird. But the sunset and the ocean was the biggest part in that, in the dolphin. Because, like, it was very close. And it was so gorgeous. Like, my gosh. Very, very beautiful. It's like, wow, I've never seen anything like it. But yeah, I looked it up about the meaning of that. So the sun represents, like, success and all this stuff. And then the ocean represents tranquility and like you. Let me see. Okay, dreams about oceans may also indicate being full of deep emotions. The ocean in a dream might be a sign of tranquility, spirituality, calmness, and might indicate your feelings of empowerment. Yeah, so, and I think that's what I was feeling during the week, during the last week of August. That's how I was feeling. Definitely. And I was talking to one of my friends on the phone the other day, just about like, for like, just about going out, you know. I have this thing, well, I've noticed, for example, I want to do this experiment where I go out, right, and I don't talk to anyone. And I observe. I keep to myself. I might buy myself a drink. I observe. And I watch like everything. And I want to see if someone will come up to say hi. Now, the person doesn't have to like, have to be like, oh, very like beautiful person. Could be like, oh, just interested to know. Just curious to say hi or just to know more about why I'm sitting alone, or just like, just want to say hi, or just like, hey, how are you? that type of thing. And it could be like a friend type of vibe. So I'm interested in doing that. So I know the summer is ending though, so I don't know if it's too late, but I've been in this headspace where I have been out recently. I went out and I just didn't like the vibe. I was just like, I'm kind of over going out. Because in certain spaces, especially if you're new, it's very clicky. So, and people, of course, like come by themselves and stuff like that. But I enjoy observing. And then at moments, I let the plane go by. Okay. But then at moments, I say to myself, why am I here? Like at this venue, because I'm wasting my time and I'd rather be at home, you know, or biking or skateboarding or doing something else other than being in a space where I feel like I'm wasting time. It's sucking all of my energy. Now, I know in order for us to continue to strive in a world, we have to meet people, right? We have to communicate with others. But then I also enjoy being with myself as well. Yeah. And me being in a business where I have to network as well, it kind of, like, I get nervous about it and shy. I am. Sometimes I'm shy, sometimes I'm not. But I've noticed that majority of the time I am shy. Now, I could fit into any conversation. I'm very, like, what do you call that? I don't know, kind of, like, was it a type of bug or something or animal that blends in with everything? There's another plane. What airport am I by? But yeah, so I could blend in into any type of like group or setting or conversation. I'm blessed with that. But then I also shy. So when it comes to networking, like as an actor, networking, we have to do it. But it's kind of annoying because it's like, hey, I'm an actor. I'm great in this. Here's my resume. Can you cast me in this? You know? That's what I think of it as. I'm basically like you're boasting about like what the stuff you've done. Or sometimes you have like a really great conversation, you talk and all this stuff, and then maybe what do you do comes up like later on or whatever. But if it turns out great, it turns out great. But I have, since me coming from LA and going to networking events or just being out or whatever, it's always the what do you do conversation. Like, it comes up first and it's really annoying. Oh, yeah. We're gonna take a break from our sponsor. Okay, we're back. We're back. Da 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 da. Alright, let me stop. Yeah. So, being an actor, I have to network. It's just a part of the job. It's a part of the business part. You know, talking, communicating, and collaborating with others. And letting people know what you do. But I remember this, like, I enjoy it, but then it's like a bittersweet thing of networking, right? Because I have this thing of, like, why? But people don't know me. So I have to do it. I have to network. Yeah. It's a part of the job. It's a part of the job. It's a part of the ingredients to make it really great. And yeah, so networking, it's cool. It's bittersweet. But when it comes down to going out, right, or meeting someone, and you're out and about on nightlife, or you know, it doesn't have to be a nightlife. You could just be like going grocery shopping, or you're at the museum or library or whatever park. Sometimes I will say stuff to the person if I think they're cool. But sometimes I won't. Like, I would just let it drift away. And I have had moments where I saw someone very beautiful. I'm like, whoa, I would love to, like, know more about that person. And then I'm like, shoot, should I say something? Should I? I'm like, I don't know. And then when they get off the train, I'm like, darn it. But I've never seen him again because there's so many people here in New York. So, and I'm like, darn, I missed the opportunity. But when I go out, I have moments of just, I don't feel like conversing with someone. It's kind of like, what's the point type of thing. I'm in that headspace. Okay, I realize that I'm by an airport. I don't know which airport I'm by, but my gosh. But I'm in this headspace of like, kind of like, what's the point? And one of my friends was telling me that I can't do that. I have to be optimistic with meeting people or just like having an effort. But I am at this phase where I don't really care about having an effort, as in like meeting someone, even though they might change my life in the nightlife scene. They might change my life, but who knows? I need to keep it a balance. But right now, I think because I have gave too much effort, I'm at the point of not giving F's, I guess you could say, effort, just observing and being by myself and noticing. Because if I go to a place by myself, right, I enjoy observing. I really do enjoy observing. And it's really interesting, people. We are very interesting human beings, just in general. So it's really cool to just observe and see the energy. But yeah, just me. And then also me being single. I think I'm like over the whole dating, right? And I mentioned dating in the last episode where I'm just like, I think I'm done with it. But am I really done with it? Because who knows? Like, if it happens, it happens. Just being honest with myself. but yeah, I really enjoy focusing on my career and that. But it's great to meet someone new and all that jazz. But when you meet someone new, right, it's great in the beginning. It's great in the beginning. And then it starts to whittle down. So I think, I'm just like, oh, I just feel like I'm wasting my time. Wow. So now I think I'm at this stage where I think I'm going to be very careful in giving out my information, regardless if it's Instagram or a number, because my IG is very businessy like. And also I'm gonna be very particular on, like, I don't know, I just been thinking, and sorry. I've been thinking, and I'm gonna be very particular on what I put out. Like, I enjoy my privacy. In the past, I have thought about, oh, I should vlog, but then I do vlog and then I never post it because I have this thing of just like, I like my privacy. Why do I want people more like in my life, I guess you can say. But I know people are like, but you're an actor, all this stuff. Yes, I am. I am an actor, and I do model too as well. And when I'm doing that, it is for, I am in it to win it. I'm on stage or filming, and when we have to do promotions, I'm there. But my private life, I like to keep private. So it is great, and I think I'm gonna tighten up on that. Not that people have been saying like stuff from my private life. I'm very private with my I'm very private with my private life. Like, for example, when I do go out, I don't shoot anything, like, on my Instagram stories or whatever. Yeah, I'll show, like, a little bit. Like, but if I'm going out on a night and dancing, you won't see any of that. But I... Okay, we won't let that pass. I'm just going to tighten up on my private life more. And then just also... I know I have like new friends and stuff like that, so I'm particular on me opening up on certain things or whatever. So I think I might I don't know, it's great to open up to your friends, I know, but I also want to keep, I don't want to like spill everything, so it's just like a little stuff, you know. I'm taking my time, but I also enjoy being private as well. So I keep my private life private. So I think people will only know me as like just personality, me as a, like a good person, or just constantly growing to be a good person, right? And then my career. So nothing with my family history or all this other stuff, I keep it to myself. Yeah. And I think I've always done that, as my friends don't really like know anything about like my family history or where I like, I'll say like, oh yeah, I'm from LA, boom, where I grew up, and people are like, oh, where? And I'll say certain like stuff like South Central, Inglewood, all that stuff. But and then I've mentioned like, if you have like conversations with people like, oh yeah, from the hood, like, oh yeah, I ran from gunshots before, like stuff like that. But I won't get into any more of like my life, like none too crazy about it. I keep it very very tight. Very tight. Yeah. Maybe it's a defense mechanism, I don't know, I'm still working through it, but I really like that, I enjoy that I do that, because it's my life at the end of the day. But yeah, so I feel like I'm rambling on. So networking, as I was mentioning, the pros and cons of that, I don't like it as much, but then it's great to meet people. With the dating world, because I did say I'm going to stop dating, but just like if I do go out, I'll think about doing this experiment. But summer is about to be over, and it is Labor Day weekend. It is September 1st, and I don't know if I'm in the energy to meet other people, like to just not meet other people, but just be in a space. But I do want to do this experiment and just observe, right, and be to myself. Be in a space with others and observe, and don't talk to anyone, and just see if somebody will come up to me. And it doesn't have to be a person who I think is attractive, it could be a person who is like a friend or something. So I think that'd be a really cool experiment to do. But I'm thinking like, dang it, is it too late? I'm still gonna do it. And then hopefully I do go out, and I'll tell you guys about the experiment. But yeah, other than that, there is great news with the film Innocent Boy. So if you are in LA, Innocent Boy will be playing at Relay Hollywood Studio September 4th. We are also at Lesbon Film Festival, the Indie Short Fest for September 4th. That's in LA. Australia, we're just getting a lot of feedback and a lot of, we're making noise all over the world, and I'm very grateful. So I'm excited to see the outcome and everything. Yeah, you guys. So we're gonna go to the corny joke section of the day. Let's get it. I saw two that was very funny. We're corny enough. And I wonder if you guys are tired of hearing my corny jokes. Okay, here we go. Why do people say break a leg when you go on stage? Because every play has a cast. That's funny. Okay. What do you call a pig that does karate?
I don't know, Nick. What do you call a pig that does karate?
A pork chop. Okay. Those two jokes. Hope you guys were able to laugh off of those. But, guys, it is September 1st. It is a new month of 2019. Wow, we're about to be in 2020. I'm going to say this to you guys, and I'm also saying it for myself as well. Appreciate every moment, every day, right? Waking up. You're waking up and you're alive. That is such an amazing, grateful opportunity to be able to have working bones and limbs and muscles, walk, see, all that stuff. You know, it sounds cliche, but appreciate every moment. Don't be so hard on yourself. Speak kindly to yourself. And it is about to be 2020. So going into fall, what do you want to work on yourself, on your career, financially, to make the world a better place, that you want to work on for fall? As it goes for myself too. Double down on what makes you happy. And just focus. Focus on yourself. You can also have fun too, but we're going into the focus mode. So, yeah, I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. Peace.